Red Sox and the Mariners at Fenway Park on a rainy night, though it did not begin that way. Eduardo Rodriguez on the mound, and E-Rod getting some defensive support, top two.
2-1. Swing and a fly ball, well hit into left center field. This one is going back and off the monster. Seager to third. He's going to be stopped there. The throw into second. Danny slides, and he is out at second base. Jackie Bradley Jr. plays the carom off the monster, fires it in to Josh Rutledge, the second baseman. And Danny Valencia out at second on a great throw by Jackie Bradley Jr.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Tied him up on a fastball at 93. It was really bearing in on him. That is the second punch out for Rodriguez and the second out of the inning.
Here's the windup and the 3-2 pitch, and it's strike three called as Gamble thought it was ball four. Off the plate, he tossed the bat away, and he can't believe the call by the home plate umpire, Ryan Blakeney. But it's a strikeout for Eduardo Rodriguez.
Rodriguez is set. Here's the pitch to Valencia. Strike three called. He froze him. He snuck a heater right on by him, and that is the inning. Mariners had the tying run aboard, but turned away as we head to the bottom of the sixth. It's still the Red Sox one. It's the Mariners nothing. Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, it gets by Zunino all the way to the backstop. Coming in from third base is Rutledge. He's going to slide home without a throw, and the Red Sox have added to their lead. It's now Boston 2. It's the Mariners nothing. Altavilla from the stretch with the bases loaded. He's set. Here's the first pitch on the way. A heater that gets on by Zunino all the way to the backstop. Steaming home and scoring is Jackie Bradley Jr. All runners move up again, and the Red Sox add to their lead. It is now 3-0.
Red Sox earned the 3-0 win, extending their winning streak to a season-high 5 games. Eduardo Rodriguez runs his unbeaten streak to 8 starts, his 112 pitches just too shy of his career high. Craig Kimbrel, a rare outing without a K, but he's still set down 36 of the last 37 batters he has faced. It's been a tough stretch lately for the Mariners, who after a 3-0 loss on Friday to the Red Sox, have now dropped 12 of their last 15 games. Here is Seattle skipper Scott Servais.
It's kind of a crazy game, and the fact the nasty weather, and I thought Gardo hung in there and tried to battle through it best he could. The walks, like I said, they didn't really have any big hits to drive guys in. We let a few in. It's disappointing in that regard, but again, offensively, we struggled to put innings together. I think that's kind of been the story here for the last week or so. We just have not gotten the line moving at all for whatever reason. It seems like we're going to start to get something going, and we don't get the big hit. Got one yesterday, but didn't get anything tonight.
Zunino, did he get crossed up in the six on the pass ball?
No, I don't believe so. I'm just trying to catch it, frame it, bring the ball into the strike zone, and just ticked off his glove.
Scott, what's wrong with this offense? When you look at what's...
I think if I had the solution, I would certainly give everybody a piece of the, it's a combination. You have some guys that are on paper, we have very good offense. You have guys that have track record hitting, and then we've got some younger guys that are trying to establish themselves in the league. And, I think the just the consistency of keeping an inning going, keeping a line going, you see, certain guys will step up in days. It seems like, Seager's seen the ball very well here the last few days. And, for whatever reason, Segura getting a few hits, but it's the pieces around these guys just to keep an inning going just hasn't happened. Guys are frustrated by it. We all are. We know we're better than that offensively. It's not happening right now.
Scott, do you do anything to juggle it? Do you move some guys around or anything like that?
Know
you like to stick with what you've got.
We do. We put Kyle in the two-hole the other day. It's hard. The core of our lineup is what it is. That's what, that's why we're built. With Robbie and Nelly and hopefully Segura on top. But, it's cumulative. It's everybody contributing, whether it's, walking, finding a way to get on base. And you got to find a way to get the big hit. We just haven't done that.
Valencia tries to stretch a single, or that just trying to make something happen.
Yeah, we talk about it before the game. Obviously, Bradley's got a very good arm in center field, and they know how to play the angles of that wall. And, he did a nice job getting it in quickly. Players, amped up, hit a ball good. You want to get a double. That was really our only true threat that inning. If we had first and third, there nobody out. But, it's we're going to do a better job. I wish I had an answer. I wish I did.
Could Seager have scored on that? tag, or should he have held regardless?
Being where they're playing so shallow in there, I don't think he scores on that ball. Again, it's Fenway. He's playing about 230 feet away from home plate. It's balls right at him. He's probably not going to score on that play. So, again, you work yourself into 2-0 count. Mater puts a good swing on it, does his job, just goes right at him or not quite deep enough. So that's kind of the rut we're in right now. But I said the other night, the only way to get out of it, you got to keep playing. You got to play in the right way.
It was a strange outing for Yovani Gallardo, who falls to 2-5 on the season. The veteran righty pitched into the sixth, giving up 3 runs on 7 hits. He struck out 5, but he walked 6. Here is Gallardo talking about his performance and about the M's 3-0 loss to the Red Sox at Fenway Park.
So it was definitely had a battle, the whole night. Obviously, the command wasn't consistent, but, I made pitches whenever I had to. That first run is pretty good pitch that Hanley hit down the line, and then 2 ground balls. Right. Manufacture a run, there's not much you can do about that. But, I think, and then there in the sixth, it's just infield hit, and then that walk, and then, a catcher, just hits it soft enough to where we're unable to turn two. And, just things like that, just little things like that that just, hits the ball a little bit harder. It's an easy double play for Siggy and Robbie there. And, you got 2 outs and you get yourself out of that inning. But, Dan did a great job, came in and, left it at that, and came in and did what he was supposed to do. It's just, like I said, it's just the command was inconsistent.
The M's will send Rob Whalen to the mound Saturday. He'll be opposed by the Red Sox, Brian Johnson.